This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review. Welcome to the show on this Monday morning. Hope everyone is doing absolutely fantastically well. And we are talking today about the use of hologram imagery when it comes to hologram imagery when it comes to the issue of education and training. And the person who's going to help us discuss this remarkable idea is Uri Ben Ari from Totally Interactive. Uri, welcome to the New Blue Review. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM.
Nice to meet you, Benji. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So let's start off a little bit about how did you, first of all, before we get into how you got into this, talk to, if I tell people that we're using holograms for educational purposes, I get things in my mind about Star Trek and sci-fi, but it's a real thing and it's operating at the moment. So explain to us a little bit about what does interactive hologram imagery look like when it comes to education?
Well, it's not exactly hologram because hologram is creating a 3D feature in the middle of the room. What we are doing, we are projecting on three walls and the floor and creating a 3D virtual reality imagery in the classroom. And it enables the children to learn in a way they can visit places around the world, they can visit any place, they can visit museums, they can learn interactively any profession. So it's not exactly hologram, but it's called immersive interactive room that really features every subject or every virtual reality 360 video that you would like to be in without putting the goggles on your eyes.
So it sounds absolutely fantastic. You say there's all sorts of subjects. I'm assuming a lot of this is kids, or that there's a lot of other applications. So would someone like walk into this room and then put their hand on the wall or lie down on the floor as a way of interacting with the lights and the video around them?
Please ask again. I didn't understand the question. Sorry.
I'm just asking how it works with the people when they're interacting with the videos. Is it something that you pre-program? Is it something that that reacts to the people as they lie on the floor or go to the wall?
Yeah, you don't have to reprogram. It's not a program, but it's more just imagine a PowerPoint that you create, but on four separate screens, and you can synchronize it, or you can make a one video 360 on all four screens at the same time. So you can create this or download it and create it by yourself as a teacher or as a guide or as a trainer or as a lecturer. You can create this image. I think I'm so sorry you are on radio and not on TV, because then it would have been very easy to show the audience how it is. But I can send you a video to show it. But you have to imagine entering a classroom where three walls in the classroom are actually three walls and the floor are resembling that you are in a museum, let's say the Louvre Museum, and you can walk through. You can just touch the wall and then find yourself in another place or to learn about certain item of the Mona Lisa. And you can push a button and you can see everything about the Mona Lisa. So this is the simple thing, but you can have a artificial intelligence, a character that you created that can guide you through this museum. So that I'm talking about children, but it's students or adults that can visit this room. We took it firstly into the elementary and middle and high schools in Israel. And we believe this will later on will be implemented also in other implementation, other institutions, such as hospitals for simulations, or defense forces, or protecting forces like emergency services, etc. So that's how it works.
So far you've focused in on the schooling system to try and do that. Is there particular subjects which you focused on, or particular things that you work particularly well when it comes to engaging children using this technology?
Well, actually, you can do every subject. The most important one that we utilize is actually English learning, for example, is very well accepted. So you can learn a language, or you can learn STEM, you can learn, history, you can learn Bible, you can learn anything that you think about.
That's remarkable. So Ari, what's your background? How did you come to be working in these immersive spaces that are focusing on this kind of technology? What is the background?
Well, my background. I'm coming from the high tech industry. I've been for many years in the high tech industry, and I sold my shares in a company, and I decided to create this non-profit organization called Athena Fund that was supposed to empower teachers in my country. And we started 17 years ago by giving teachers computers and training and overhead projectors and internet in the classroom. And therefore, we started all over the country, and we gave more than 30,000 computers to teachers in Israel that really helped them during the corona time, if you remember.
Yes.
And later on, we also done a project in the special education field where we gave 10,000 teachers in special education, we gave them iPads, so that they can teach children that have autism or other disabilities, and we made big impact, and that brought us to international recognition, whereby the UN, like UNESCO and ECOSOC, recognized us as NGO consultant, and they asked us to think about the future or the future classroom. So we started to look for technology that will serve the classroom, and we found this technology, and we connected with it with Totally Interactive, and we started implementing it in classrooms all over the country.
Now you talk about the issue of special needs education, which I think is enormously interesting and powerful, as you're saying, and make a huge impact. And one of the things that you guys work on is something called the Snoozelin Room, which is a fascinating concept. And maybe you can explain a little bit more about what that is all about.
Well, we are not exactly, Totally Interactive is more into it. We are at Athena, not dealing with Snoozeland. And I think Snoozeland is a relaxing area for children with various disabilities. And I'm not an expert on that. But we are taking the immersive rooms into every classroom, including special education rooms or schools, where children can really be impacted enormously by experiencing. We have a scientific proof that the long-term memory of the child or the student in such a room is almost doubled because the experience and utilizing more than two senses. So the long-term memory is improved, but we also have evidences that from research that we have been or still do, that the teacher can teach in such a room in 1 hour what needs maybe 3 weeks to teach in a regular classroom because of the intense learning, but also because the focus of the children is there and they are very focused during learning. Also, the learning is very personal and very differential, so every student can get his level and his progress level in this room. So you can enter into the room a child with certain disabilities and push a button and here you are, like he like a Superman or dinosaurs or whatever, or football, and they can take him to this level. And then enters another child and he can get his level and his progress level in the same room. So this room can be utilized in person for every level of every child.
We're talking to Uri Ben-Ari this morning on 101.9 Chai FM and learning about the enormous power of immersive classrooms. We're going to be talking more about this as we go forward. I'm Benji Shulman. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. We're talking today to Uri Ben-Ari, who talks to us about immersive classrooms. Uri, one of the questions which I think a lot of people would have is, obviously this is a very high-tech thing. I mean, is it expensive aspect that one can implement in classrooms?
Well, you know, expensive is a matter of consideration on your ROI. What do you get for it? We don't think it's expensive. When you get such an impact for the children. And actually, I believe this is the future classroom that every school will adopt in the next 10 years. You will see almost every school would look like that. I think this is the first time of disruption of technology in the education field. It really changes the face of the classroom and the way people are studying, learning. So, you know, at the beginning, it could be a higher price for and not available for everybody, you know, only first, you know, trendsetters or first adopters will take it, as always, and the others will watch and maybe they join when they can afford it. But a new technology costs a certain amount and they should adopt it.
Now, talking of, I mean, you said you have started to roll this out in Israel. Are there plans or interest from anywhere else in the world?
Right now, we are in Israel mostly. And we will... just 1 second. אתה יכול דקה, אתה... אני פשוט בסידור ברדיו. So, sorry about it. We will finalize, you know, in Israel, putting up probably 100 rooms before we go out. We plan to go to mostly to Jewish schools at the beginning because of the content that we developed for Jewish tradition and also Jewish identity. So this is important for us, and we may come to South Africa at the beginning for Jewish schools. And we'll see later on if we can go to others. I think this will be in every school in the future. But, you know, we think big, but we act small. You know, think global, but act local. So we will see.
Now, you spoke about the other applications of this, maybe for healthcare or other kinds of training scenarios. Have you been able to test this out at all in any of these other scenarios?
Well, you know, our supplier, actually, we contacted a supplier that uses it in both hospitals and in emergency situations like army or defense forces or emergency services, and it's been used there. But we think that the education market is the largest by far. And we are actually utilizing most of it in schools right now. It is also being used in medical schools, but you know, this is schools, what we are talking about.
And have you found that there's a particular age group where this is most effective, you know, whether it's older students, younger students?
Well, I think if you ask me, it will affect all group ages in the same manner. Maybe now it can affect younger children at the age of the kindergarten or elementary school, better because it's more gaming and imagination. But it is also at the same level being utilized in hospital or medical schools. So I think it is just a way of projecting or getting knowledge. And just think 17, 20 years ago, before you had PowerPoint and over a projector in every classroom or in every lecture room, you know, in every presentation, what did you have before it? So I think this is the next proglip that, you know, we are jumping ahead when you have four screens to project your knowledge and to have the experience of the viewer or the learner can experience the learning, not only, you know, listening to it or, you know, looking at it. So I think that this is the big change.
Now, I know that you've also been exhibiting at different events and organizations during the 75th year celebration and the World Zionist Organization. You guys were there. Has there been a good response from Jewish communities around the world about the technology?
Yes, we did. Everybody liked it. Everybody wants it, you know. But, you know, not everybody, A, can afford it. We are not existing in every place. It will take a little time before we can implement it, because I think it's not only implement and go, you know, it's not just a box. It needs a full project that comes together with content and training and development of programs for the teachers and for the schools. And we are in the middle of developing it into a full program. So I think it can be ready in many languages. It could be ready within a year or two.
Absolutely amazing. It's a fascinating technology. Ari, if people want to see it, because we've obviously had a lot of description, but you really do need to see it if you can. I know you guys have videos and websites where people can kind of experience it. Where can they find out if you're a teacher listening, can actually see it themselves?
Well, first of all, I sent you a short video about it so you could share with your viewers if they like. But you can watch our website at www.athenafund.org. Athena, athenafund.org.
Yes, that's okay. Athenafund.org. And you can have when you're doing that, you look under the Imagine box. Yes. And you can see then the video of what this does, which
exactly.
Is absolutely fascinating.
Exactly. Yes, yes, yes. And you can see many of your videos on YouTube. If you put Imagine Box or Athenafund, you could see it also on our channel on YouTube.
Well, there you go. Uri Ben-Ari from the Athena Fund talking to us about Imagine Boxes and the future of education. Thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you very much, Benji. And bye-bye.
There we go. There we go. Uri Ben-Ari, absolutely fascinating. You should really just go have a look at these Imagine Boxes, and it is quite a thing to see what is going on with regards to the future of education.